This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in the Bahamas say the death toll from Hurricane Dorian could reach the hundreds. Right now, the confirmed death toll is right around 30. But Dorian has now made landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. As a much weaker storm, now a Category 1, it's packing maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. But National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says it still poses a threat.
The biggest danger right now is definitely those core winds and the rainfall. And also, we keep talking about the storm surge. You still have areas that are still getting that onshore flow, pushing that water inland. And the inundation could be 4 to 7 feet in some of those areas.
State Republican parties in Arizona, Kansas, Nevada, and South Carolina want to cancel their 2020 primaries and caucuses. Two Republicans who are challenging President Trump for the GOP nomination are crying foul. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The government's August jobs report showing the economy created about 30,000 fewer jobs than analysts had expected. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
This was a closely watched report as investors were looking for any insight into the status of the U.S. economy. Eleni Karageorge is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Payroll employment rose by 130,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. The unemployment rate for blacks at 5.5% is the lowest on record.
I'm John Clemens.
Former Starbucks chief exec Howard Schultz says he will not be launching an independent run for the White House next year after all. The announcement coming on his website this morning. 3 years after being fired by NBC, when an Access Hollywood tape from 11 years ago emerged showing him laughing at lewd remarks made by President Trump, Billy Bush is heading back to TV. He'll start hosting Extra on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Seattle woman arrested for a Capital One data breach that exposed over 100 million customers pleads not guilty to a count of federal wire fraud and computer fraud in U.S. District Court. The FBI arrested 33-year-old former Amazon software engineer Paige Thompson in July after she allegedly hacked into a cloud computing company's server holding Capital One data. She was alleged to have done so between March and July of this year. The hack compromised social security numbers and bank account info and personal information from credit card applications over the last 14 years. Her trial is now scheduled to start on November 4th. Amazon is apologizing for accidentally shipping Margaret Atwood's new novel ahead of its release date. Atwood is the award-winning author of The Handmaid's Tale, which is now a popular series on Hulu. Her new book, The Testaments, is a sequel to The Handmaid's Tale, and it was supposed to be released on September 10th. Amazon says due to a technical error, some customers received their copies of the book ahead of time. Hulu and MGM say they are planning to develop the new novel for TV, it doesn't look like there was any huge damage done to the project because of the early shipment. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You know, these days you've got to always be ready. I guess that's what it's coming down to, especially in the body politic of this fussing and fighting and contention, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as we talked and opened up the show with Trevor Loudon, it's going to be a fight to the finish. I mean, don't think we can play patty cakes here. I mean, this is serious. The left is all in. They are unhinged, and they will do anything. And including cheating, stealing, they're going to do everything they can, because as the Google executives made it known, there is no way they're going to stand for another Donald Trump victory for 2020. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And joining us is DeRoy Murdoch. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk. Last time we got together, we talked about, you know, one of our favorite friends who's since passed away. And DeRoy was so kind to do a bit of a radio obituary for Herb Blunden. And I've been trying to get together with DeRoy and have him back on the show, and I'm glad that we were able to do it this morning. DeRoy is a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of the National Review Online, and a founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good. Appreciate this.
Happy Friday.
This time. Yes, it is, isn't it? We're looking forward to a good weekend. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's been a week. You know, your heart is broken. I mean, we're seeing the devastation of Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas. You know, the body count continues to rise here. It is absolutely heartbreaking.
No doubt.
No. Well,
let's learn today that it may have been cell phones plugged in to be charged to cause that fire on that diving excursion boat out in California. I mean,
exactly.
Of all the reasons for 34 people to die because they were charging their cell phones. Wow. Awful.
I know. And, of course, this still has yet to be confirmed, but you're exactly right. The early reports are that, you know, cell phones, and again, you know, this is why airplanes are real careful about certain phones, and even now some laptops, you know, that you can bring them on the plane because of, you know, some combustion, you know, that seems to be a bit mysterious still.
Absolutely right, yeah. Okay.
Well,
can't be too careful, he says.
Yeah, without a doubt. So be careful out there. Let's talk about Hollywood conservatives. Interesting here that you wrote about Pat Boone. The last time that he was on with us several months back, he talked about, you know, this dynamic tension that is untenable in Hollywood. And that is that, of course, for him, I mean, he's out. I mean, there's no question about it. With Pat Boone, you know, he is a man of faith. He speaks of conservative values and patriotism. It's all right there. I mean, there's nothing hiding that. But he knows that for other celebrities who probably, you know, off the record and, you know, around the corner, and where they think they have some privacy, where there's not a, you know, maybe a microphone line like, you know, what happened with Billy Bush, you know, they'll be honest with Pat Boone and say, hey, look, I just want you to know, appreciate you taking bullets for us, and, you know, we believe as you do.
Yeah, well, someone like Pat Boone has been around. I mean, his career goes back to the mid-1950s, I believe.
Right.
He's big enough to be out, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like Bruce Willis, probably the same. There are a handful of others. But I personally know people who are in the entertainment industry, both the film industry in Los Angeles and in New York, people in the theater and Broadway industry here in New York City where I live,
mm-hmm.
who are not that famous. They're not big enough so they can say, well, I've got my three Tonys, my four Oscars, and so,
right.
you know, back
right.
off.
Mm-hmm.
They will say to me very quietly, well, you know, I'm going to vote for Trump. Don't tell anybody. You know, I'll come to that event, but I'm going to stand in the background. Yeah, you can quote me, but use my first name, not my last name. I know many people like this, and they will be on film sets or at theaters on Broadway, and people will harangue about how awful Trump is and Mike Pence is a monster and on, and they'll sit mm-hmm. there and just keep their big mouths closed.
Right.
And this is in an industry where people – because of what they do, because they're so expressive and so on, you'd think that people would be encouraged, you know, let it all out, share it, you know, get in touch with your truth, et cetera. And that's anything but the case. And this can be a career suicide. I had a conversation a few years back with some producers who went into the office at Miramax, which no longer exists, to sit down and meet with the notorious Harvey Weinstein. This is back before he became infamous for all of his involvement mishandling women. And they were going to have a script discussion about possibly doing the movie. And in walks Weinstein, and before they had any discussion about the movie, the cast, the plot, whatever, the question was, have you guys maxed out to Hillary Clinton yet? And I said, no, we haven't. They said, all right, well, here's the amount. You know, write your checks, and once that's done, we'll start the meeting. And they were basically told, basically, no money to Hillary, no meeting about their script. I think
Wow.
Extraordinary. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not sure that's entirely legal, by the way, but this is the way they roll out in Hollywood these days.
Exactly. Well, and it continues, I mean, with impunity, because, as you say, this happens and nobody says anything. I mean, we've got, right now, there's a lot of pressure and look-see into Ilhan Omar's genesis. You know, was she married to her brother? Do you know, was there some FEC violations and all this sort of thing? And you know, it's amazing. If it had been a Republican, they'd already been out. I mean, forget about due process, but in this particular case for Omar and the Democrats, boy, they're dragging this thing out.
Yeah, well, one thing about the Democrats is that they almost always will circle the wagons around whichever one of their members is under suspicion. I guess Al Franken would be a good
exception.
Example, the exception of the rule.
Right.
You may remember back when John Boehner was Speaker, there was a congressman, I believe, a Republican from upstate New York, and he took a selfie in front of a mayor to send to some dating site. He was gone in 48 hours. That guy did not last 2 days.
Boom. Right.
And then you've got Ilhan Omar, and it's been now probably 6 to 8 weeks to 2 months that there have been serious rumors that she married her brother in an elaborate effort to engage in immigration fraud. You know, she's going to be back on the House floor voting next week, and I don't see any effort on the part of even the House Ethics Committee to have a 20-minute hearing about this.
Exactly.
So they either circle the wagons or just straight out ignore things like this, and they burrow in and protect their own. It's really
well. We still have all the problems in Virginia with the governor and lieutenant governor. There's like three Democrats that are lining up. That boy, they're ready. You know, they should be excommunicated. But when they look down the line, they go, we've got a Republican that's coming in. That ain't going to happen. So you know, the resistance continues, right?
They were ready to pick those three guys up, put them in a tumbrel, and roll them away. The governor, of course, being in that photograph, apparently either wearing a KKK uniform or in blackface. Then we had the lieutenant governor who was accused of sexual harassment, sexual assault. And I believe the attorney general under him also said, well, I was in blackface once.
But at least he knew he was in blackface. The governor, he pleads plausible deniability. Well, you know, maybe I misremembered. Maybe I don't, you know, right?
Yeah. That's me. Oh, I'm not sure that's me in the photo. But it's, I believe they had the Speaker of the House of Representatives, or House of Burgesses, maybe it's called out there, was the next in line. And as soon as they figured that out, they said, let's talk about something else. And so the two blackface guys and the possibly sexually assaulted attorney general, or rather lieutenant governor, are all in place. And they've got job security right now.
It's amazing. But yet, you know, on the other hand, when it's a Republican, boy, it's full bore ahead. But, you know, the Republicans are quick to eat their own, too. So that's, that adds to some of the problem. I mean, you know.
The Democrats, doesn't it, when we got Republicans shooting Republicans?
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, we just keep on going. Hey, we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, and, you know, there's so much more to cover here. And I want to get into, you know, some of the comments made by Deborah Messing and Alyssa Milano as well in this blacklist. Boy, this is interesting. It's warming up nice and cozy here. And so, you know, you got to buckle up and get ready. Put on your crash helmets. Hey, it's just beginning. So more from DeRoy after this.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient and Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221. Or go to the website, angioprim.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Less government and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You come right in. Into all my brokenness. Into all my hopelessness. I
independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and this portion of the show being brought to you by Network Capital Funding. The direct lending team is going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. Why not? Give them a call right now. Why keep paying those high-interest payments, especially right now with the good news about interest rates going down? And they can help you. They're direct lenders, okay? So they're not going to sell your paperwork out to a bunch of people. It is them. You're dealing right there with the horse's mouth, so to speak. So give them a call, 800-700-8068. They have all the details and will get you on the road to financial health. Why not? DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. DeRoy, Alyssa Milano has been quite the central figure these days. I mean, she's really enjoying some celebrity. We caught her a little bit. You know, she might as well have been wearing a sandwich board behind Brett Kavanaugh during the Kavanaugh hearings, if you remember. You know, she had that little clipboard with a little sign there as she was doing a little hashtag shout-out to her followers. But she's been, you know, gaining more and more traction. Of course, outraged people here a couple of weeks back when she made the announcement that, she aborted two kids and, says her life couldn't be better, that it was a positive experience for her. Probably, as you said, not so positive for the kids, but yeah. We're not going to talk about that, right?
Let's not talk about the kids who are involved. They're her biggest fans, of course, now.
Without a doubt, and they're enjoying her incredible success, no doubt. And of course, this past week, and now she wants to go head to head with Ted Cruz over gun ownership. Boy, this is going to be all kinds of fun. I mean, does she realize who she's talking to? I mean, this is a seasoned prosecutor, a senator, of the United States, and she's going to go hand in hand. I mean, this is going to be a bloody mess.
Yeah, I mean, Ted Cruz, in addition to being, as you say, now serving a second term in the U.S. Senate, I believe all the way back in high school, he was the Texas
debate champion,
debater, and all that. Yeah. I think the guy used to recite most of the Constitution from school, from memory, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Very, very tough opponent, no doubt, and I have a feeling he's going to mop up the floor with her. On the abortion comment, you know, I'll tell you what people ask me, are you for abortion? What's your pro-life, pro-choice? I like to tell people that I favor a woman's right to choose to have an abortion as long as she gets the signed and notarized permission of the baby.
Yeah. Well, how about the father? Did you hear what had to say about it?
I didn't catch Chappelle's comment.
Okay, Chappelle's comment is that, look, if you choose to have the baby, I choose not to pay you. I mean, deal. It's like my choice, your choice, right?
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. It's funny how the choice always works out in such a manner that helps out the pro-abortion folks and as you say, not the father if the father wants to have a child. It's really quite a nightmare. And look, I'm all for this woman having her career and prospering as an actress and so forth, but how about just having the child and then giving up for adoption?
I mean, exactly.
Thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of parents potential parents who want to have kids or are unable to because they have biological problems, what have you. They'd be thrilled to adopt them, and yet so many of these children are slaughtered. Sometimes they're actually delivered and then thrown in the garbage, which I find unbelievable. You can't take the baby, wrap it in a blanket, and drop it off at a police station or the front door of a church or a firehouse or anywhere else. I mean, I believe it's now illegal to prosecute somebody for dropping a baby off, saying, I just can't take care of this kid anymore. That really ought to be the way that this is done. I also think, to whatever degree, I have a lot of friends who have adopted kids. Mm-hmm. They've gone all the way to China. Remember,
exactly.
Kazakhstan, for Christ's sake. Why not make adoption as easy as possible in this country so that people can say, all right, look, I'm going to have this baby. I can't afford to keep it. I want to go back to my career, whatever it is. You deliver the child, and there'll be somebody there happy to adopt it and get it off your hands rather than turn the human being into medical waste.
Exactly. Or baby parts that can be sold that Planned Parenthood got away with impunity. No problem. But the guy who filmed and captured the crime, he spends time in jail. Go figure.
Yeah, there you go. How about that? And, of course, as taxpayers are paying for all that.
Right. Unbelievable. Well, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, these outlandish statements coming down here. Deborah Messing. Her indictment of Trump voters, I mean, she's come up with this, algebraic equation that says if you support Trump, then, you're evil incarnate. I mean, you're not even deplorable anymore. You're even lower than deplorable.
Yeah, this is an amazing thing. These people whose careers rely on people showing up and buying movie tickets or picking up their recordings or turning them on the networks or Netflix, whatever it is. You know, this Trump thing, it's not a small cult with a few thousand followers. This is 63 million people who voted for this man. This is roughly half the country.
Right.
And you're basically saying half the country, don't buy my tickets, don't watch my show, don't download my music, don't buy my recordings on Amazon, whatever it is, don't buy my books. Don't come to my plays, Broadway shows, whatever it is. You're alienating half the country. It really is extraordinary. And not just saying I disagree with these people or, well, I wish they'd think of this differently. Evil, monsters, racists, I mean, the nastiest terms you can throw at people.
Yeah.
And, of course, all it does is, I think, makes us arch our backs and work that much harder for the president's reelection and support him in his policies.
Well, I'll tell you, conservatives are starting to vote back. I just got an email from a listener. Says she's not going to Walmart anymore or Sam's. She canceled her membership because of their stance about, about guns and not selling ammunition anymore. They have been kowtowed by these leftists, and they're obliterating the Second Amendment, and people are starting to vote, with their pocketbooks. I mean, for our family, you and I talked about. I love New York. Being a West Coast boy, even the first time I went to New York, I love New York. I love the theater, and every Christmas, just about, we would go routinely because it's just something about Christmas time in New York. And I love Broadway. I love the theater. But the last couple times we went, it got so political. I go, you know what? I'm not going to waste my money here anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hurts me because I love the city. I love the people. And yes, you've got to be careful. As you say, we have dear friends in New York. And whenever we're talking conservative, we do so very quietly. It kind of reminded me years ago, we were on a skiing trip and we were in Utah. And the women were speaking rather freely in a table next to us in ways that was not supportive of the Mormon religion. And you could hear the husbands going, shh, shh, shh. And so it was like deja vu. I'm in New York and we're talking. We had some conservative friends that go, Bill, you might want to keep it down.
Yeah, it's like denouncing Catholicism in the middle of the Vatican, you know?
Exactly.
Time and place, people. Time and place, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, no, it's so politicized so often, and it's so refreshing when you go see a show, and it's just not political, apolitical, and you can take a break from all this stuff. I mean, part of why I go to a lot of movies, I go to a lot of theater, is it's nice from time to time to get away from all the nonsense that we see on the news all the time.
Right.
And so you sit down at the cinema or whatever theater you go see, and here comes the politics all over again. I'm not a football fan, but if you're a football fan, you go to the football stadium, that's politicized too. It seems like the left wants to have politics in every single solitary aspect of American life. You never can get away. It's almost like living in the Soviet Union where everything's, the Central Committee is in charge of everything, and you're going to get the Marxism-Leninism crammed down your throat no matter where you're standing between the Urals and Siberia. And I think that's what the left wants to see here now. They want 24/7, 365, 360 degrees around you.
Yeah, amazing.
It becomes exhausting after a while.
DeRoy, speaking of movies and being just around the corner from 9/11, there, and of course you've got a play there in Broadway, Come Away, and it's going to be, it's a documentary style movie that's going to be released. I think it's a, Fathom event that will take place on 9/11. Boy, this is really, in the spirit of a community and, love and help, that whole story of what happened and the way it was documented. And that's going to be out on 9/11. And people are going to be blessed to see that. It's a lot of fun to see how the community came together to serve these people that got stranded, after 9/11. I mean, imagine
a great appreciation for our friendship with our neighbors in Canada who really stepped up and were wonderful, the people who were trapped up there when the airplanes couldn't fly after the attack.
Well, DeRoy Murdoch has been our guest. DeRoy, always appreciate the time. Look forward to having you back.
Very good, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. You got it. Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan, the year, how much did you borrow, the amount, and what is the interest rate, percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in the Bahamas say the death toll from Hurricane Dorian could reach the hundreds. Right now, the confirmed death toll is right around 30. But Dorian has now made landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. As a much weaker storm, now a Category 1, it's packing maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. But National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says it still poses a threat.
The biggest danger right now is definitely those core winds and the rainfall. And also, we keep talking about the storm surge. We still have areas that are still getting that onshore flow, pushing that water inland. And the inundation could be 4 to 7 feet in some of those areas.
State Republican parties in Arizona, Kansas, Nevada, and South Carolina want to cancel their 2020 primaries and caucuses. Two Republicans who are challenging President Trump for the GOP nomination are crying foul. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Approval rating, 47% according to the Rasmussen poll, and Democrats are still beside themselves. I mean, they're burning novena candles. They're jumping up and down and cheering for a recession. I mean, what is going on? I mean, have we failed to realize that supposedly we're on the same team? But the Democrats still want to keep us divided. You know, as we say here on this radio show, it's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's about an us thing, the United States of America, and what's good for all concerned here. Alfredo Ortiz joins us now, president and CEO of Job Creators Network. Alfredo, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you very much for having me. Always great to be on the show.
Well, you wrote a new op-ed that was on the Hill, in the Hill, I should say, stating that this recession obsession is unwarranted, and that's if you're anything but a manipulating type Democrat, it is unwarranted. I mean, it's that what Zig Ziglar would call, Alfredo, you recall, he called it stinking thinking. You know, that is right.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it's quite frankly, it's vile and unpatriotic as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, the left is literally rooting for our economy to go into a recession. And of course, the liberal media isn't helping because they're just trying to talk it up, right? Because they're hoping that they're going to be able to convince the American public that things are really horrible. Unfortunately, the economy and the numbers and the record numbers that we're seeing in a positive direction and you know, that President Trump put on in place because of his, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act and also, you know, cutting red tape, that's really created a red hot economy. And that is an inconvenient truth for the Democrats. And that's the bottom line. And it's part of this 3R strategy, I guess, now for them, right? They tried the Russia collusion, that failed, right? They tried the racism stuff on him, it failed. Now they're trying the recession thing, and that's going to fail because the numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, without a doubt. So what are you going to believe, you know, the lying media or the balance in your checkbook?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And when you look at the progress, of course, Bill, and I know we've talked about this before, but it's always good to remind it because unless it's on your show or other shows like this, right, that actually talk about the truth and what's going on, you're never going to hear, right? Record low unemployment, we haven't seen it in over 50 years. Every single demographic group, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, record low unemployment. I mean, over almost 6 million jobs created since President Trump, you know, came in office. Wage growth is a steady 3.2%. In fact, blue collar is stronger than white collar. You know, but all this is what the Democrats are basically calling a recession because what they're doing is they're just lying to the American public, right? So they're taking and just creating false narratives. Mm-hmm. And then putting them out there, and the liberal left media is just running for them.
Well, and, you know, the people are smart enough to figure this out, Alfredo, even though they're bombed, you know, with 90% of negative media here brought to you by the mainstream media, the way in which they're doing this, and to use your point about racism, they might have a foothold if the economy was only helping white people. And, you know, blacks and Hispanic were, you know, experiencing, you know, horrendous historic double-digit unemployment ratios. And, you know, they weren't buying new homes, that new businesses being created were only happening in the white sector of America, that minority business, new business openings was not happening there. But the empirical evidence is so solid that people have to suspend reality in order to buy into this narrative that the Democrats would want us to believe.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, because you know what? They know that they cannot win against President Trump, against these record economic numbers, the strong positive gains that have been created in 2020. They know that that's something they'll lose on. Mm-hmm. And so what they want to do is make sure that that's not part of the narrative, and that there is, if there is a narrative talking about the economy, that it's a bad narrative.
Exactly.
And so again, you know, and they're hitting it with a consumer because we know 2/3 of our economy is really consumer driven. So they're trying to scare the American consumer into basically saying, look how bad things really are. But you know what? It's that great saying, right? Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago?
Exactly.
And really, it's going to be that they are better off. I mean, across the board. And that's something, again, we can trace it all the way back to two huge things that almost immediately the Trump administration took on, which was tax cuts. Mm-hmm. And red tape. I mean, that right there in of itself, those elements, created this economic boom that we're feeling right now.
I got to tell you, Alfredo, what is increasing the frustration for most Americans right now is, especially for those of us like yourself that are entrepreneurs and business people, we know about timing. And when business is good and it's rolling in a positive way, we want to make hay while the sun shines. I mean, there are things that are happening that you just want to maximize. And right now, as business people, we look at all these delays and obstruction that's been going on, and we're losing out on resources and opportunity. Right now, we should, with a little bit of cooperation, have already had the USMCA trade deal
done.
Japan has already come at the G7, told Donald Trump, hey, we're ready to sign. We'd have had some European partners sign. We'd have been well on our way, and China would not be so reluctant, even though right now, obviously, there's been some pressure on them, and they are scooting to the WTO. I don't know what kind of relief they're going to expect to get from the World Trade Organization when they basically have ignored and abused the WTO, and now they're going to have to reconcile all this stuff that they've been doing that's been in violation of the WTO agreement. But it just tells you that there is so much pressure. But that aside, right now, it's the idea of cooperation. I would say easy, we'd be doing 4, maybe on our way to 5% GDP. And that is me and my very crude observation of the economy and the human potential that we have here in America.
Bill, amen. I mean, I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, you're absolutely right, especially with the USMCA deal. That thing should have been locked and loaded already, deal signed and delivered, right? But it's not. The Democrats are going to do everything they can to obstruct that. and try to make sure that it doesn't pass. But that is a great deal and needs to pass. But we also need to also throw in the whole Fed thing, Bill, as well. I mean, we those rates have to come down. And I have to tell you, the September meeting that's coming, we should at least see half a point. We were, you know, back in December, Job Fairs Network was very consistent in his pushback with the Fed in terms of that interest rate hike that he took. They should not have taken that hike. Jerome Powell should not have pushed for that. But he claimed in the spirit, I think, of, oh, look how independent we are, so we're not going to be political.
Right.
I have to tell you, they took that rate increase because exactly they were political, right? They wanted to show that they, hey, you know, Mr. President, you can't push us around, so we're going to take that rate increase up. That was the worst thing we could have done for the economy. When you look at where we are vis-a-vis the rest of the countries and their interest rates, I mean, we got to get our rates down, right, so that we can be competitive. Mm-hmm. Combined with what you said and combined with a better interest rate environment, which is what we should be doing almost immediately, mm-hmm. we'd be humming around at a much stronger growth rate, which quite frankly,
exactly.
One point you made is, when times are good as business people, right, that is also when we invest back in our businesses, right, when we may be able to shut down a plant to fix it up and stuff like that. That's what President Trump is doing right now, especially
exactly.
on trade deals across the country. He's taking a great, great economy and leveraging the fact that we're in this great economy and maybe shaving off a 0.1 or 0.2 or 0.3 off that GDP growth so that we can fix something that has been broken for decades, that quite frankly,
exactly.
Republican and Democratic presidents for years have just kept punting. And President Trump is taking it head on, and look, we support him on that.
Without a doubt. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, getting back to your earlier point about Chairman Powell saying he didn't want to be political, and I know this wasn't on his watch, but still, the Fed was very political under Barack Obama with all the quantitative easing that they did.
Right. That's right. That's right. And, I mean, if we only had that kind of interest rate environment, you know, right now, I mean, we would be humming, I think, at 4%. I kid you not, Bill. I think we'd be at 4% easily if we had those kinds of rates. So I hope Powell comes to the table with what he has to do this month.
Yeah, and Alfredo, what would that mean? You know, 4% GDP, what would that mean for everyday Americans in Main Street America right now?
Well, I mean, it would just be absolute, even more job growth. I mean, we're already, again, at record low unemployment. We'll continue to see that growing. But frankly, I think what we would see is stronger wage growth. I don't think inflation in the wage sector is actually a bad thing, because under Barack Obama, we actually had negative wage inflation. Deflation. So actually, a stronger wage growth, even from, higher from where we are today, would be a great thing. And I think that's what would happen if we had these lower rates, so that, you know, especially our small business owners, where two-thirds of new job growth is in their hands in small business, they could keep on growing and keep on investing back in their people and in their businesses.
And under the Trump administration, we've got more people participating in our government as well, as opposed to Barack Obama, who had a lot of money being turned over, you know, under the table, as we would say. Alfredo Ortiz has been our guest. Alfredo, always appreciate all the great work that you're doing there at the Job Creators Network. You got it. Have a great day. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. This portion of the show brought to you by my good friends at Sovereign Laboratories. You know, you've heard me brag about them. They are the makers of Colostrum LD. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the banner ad. Get back on the road to health. I tell you, it's going to make a huge difference for you. And, hey, you're going to be able to leap tall buildings at a single bound one more time. Cape or no cape, because that's just the way it works, you know. Samantha Mao is with us, the good news girl. You can go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, that infamous website of ours, and at Sam's Corner, and catch up on all the viral video reports that she shares with us every week. Hey, Miss Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm hunkered down in California. I stayed away from the East Coast by the grace of God, the way my schedule worked out. But you're hunkering down and getting ready for Dorian. I guess Dorian's going to be passing your way sooner or later here, right?
Maybe eventually. I heard it's almost at a standstill. It's going about 1 mile an hour, so
right.
I'm hoping that it'll, you know, lose its strength and do as little damage to everybody as possible. We're hoping to kind of stay out of the way here, but
exactly.
You never know.
Well, you have to be like a bullfighter and just go olay and let it pass through as best you can. I mean, it went, you know, from a cat 5, and now it's down to a 3. But hey, look at, you know, you keep wondering. You know, President Trump was kind of suggesting a while ago maybe you send a nuclear... you know, some nuclear bomb, you know, at these hurricanes, maybe to find some way to contain them. But, you know, it was a thought. And then others said, you know, that may not be a bad idea, but I don't see any nuclear weapons being pointed that way. Maybe we get North Korea just to, you know, practice shoot one over that way, but we'll probably have to cover over too much. Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a joke. Little nuclear funny here, that's all. Hey, let's take a look at these viral videos. We got a peace offering here from a Chick-fil-A worker that hands out sandwiches to Popeye's employees. Interesting. What's going on?
Now, has anything been more viral in the last, I don't know about, like, your area of the country, but in this area of the country, the feud between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A has been pretty major. It's been quite the viral sensation because Popeyes came out, challenged Chick-fil-A, who some people referred to as the Lord's Chicken, with their own chicken sandwich, and people said it was amazing. So Popeyes has had lines, with people waiting hours for their own Chick-fil-A sandwich.
We're having a chicken off going on here. I got to imagine Popeyes probably a little upset because Chick-fil-A was voted the number one fast food restaurant. I mean, they actually beat out In-N-Out Burgers. In-N-Out was still number one as far as burgers are concerned, but overall it was Chick-fil-A coming in number one.
Well, I think part of the reason Chick-fil-A is number one is because of some examples like this story right here. This is in Gates City, North Carolina. A searcher actually ended up going viral. A Chick-fil-A employee and a Popeyes employee kind of talking over a fence. What ended up happening, according to Janae Walker, a teacher here in North Carolina, she went to Popeyes to get the chicken sandwiches, and they're all waiting in line. And she sees a man standing on the side with an orange shirt, so he looks like he works at Popeyes, but he's got a handful of chicken sandwiches. And she's like, what in the world? This is such a crazy story. Well, what ended up happening was Popeyes had run out of chicken sandwiches, so the director from the Chick-fil-A across the street he was originally just bringing food for the employees because he knew they were working really hard.
But then
he ended up handing it out to Janae and different school teachers saying how much he appreciated them, and it ended up being a viral moment. And, that's how Chick-fil-A keeps winning hearts. But I heard Popeye's chicken's really good. I just thought it was an awesome story.
Well, that's great.
An amazing picture.
Hey, I think our world is big enough for two places that offer chicken, for Popeye's and Chick-fil-A, don't you think?
I think so, too. I think that sounds great to me. The more delicious chicken sandwiches, the better, in my opinion.
Hey, without a doubt. Well, the cows agree. They want you to eat more chicken, right?
Right.
I love their billboards. They're so clever.
Me too.
Yeah. Let's talk about this 7-year-old boy that chooses to meet his bone marrow donor from Germany over going to Disney World. This is interesting.
So 6 years after surviving a bone marrow transplant, 7-year-old Gabriel Smith, he had a choice from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They're known for granting wishes for children with chronic illnesses or serious illnesses. So he could choose either go to Disney World or he could meet the man who saved his life. And Gabriel thought about it, and he decided he'd rather meet Dennis Gutt. He's a 25-year-old carpenter from Germany. Now, Gabriel lives in Illinois with his family. So what they ended up doing is flying Gabriel out. So Gabriel was 19 at the time, he wanted to meet, Gabriel is a little boy. Dennis
yes.
Wanted to come out and was flown out to meet him. So Dennis flies out. He was 19 at the time when he became the match. And, you just think about this match. They said that Gabriel's parents said the friends and family in his community come out trying to be a bone marrow match, and they couldn't find one. And it ended up being this 25-year-old carpenter from Germany who was
from
19
from Germany. Unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing?
I'll tell you,
it's amazing.
As they say, it's such a small world, and God bless them. What a neat treat. I mean, for the boy, and what a choice. Okay, hey, Disney World, I mean, who would want to go to Disney World? Or meet the guy that saved your life. I mean, wow, good choice. This young man, he is a quality individual, that he's going to do well, right?
Oh, yeah, I think he's going to do very well, and so is the young man who saved him. I just, they weren't even aware of his name at the time of the donation. It was just there was a match, an online match service, and they matched them together, and I just think, it makes a lot of you want to go out there and think, hey, you don't ever know if you could be the match. If you'd be willing to donate your bone marrow to a stranger, that'd be a great thing to do.
Well, and donating bone marrow, I mean, it's not like, some easy thing. I mean, this is, it's kind of a painful experience, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot to it. It's not like somebody just drawing a quart of blood out of you.
Oh, Oh, yeah. It's definitely, it's a process in itself. It can be painful and dangerous. And, you know, I just think it's amazing that a stranger from so far away would be willing to save his life.
For a family and a young boy that he knows nothing about, other than he's a fellow humanoid going through the journey of life. Well, God bless him. God bless him richly, you know, for his generosity and his kindness toward this young boy. You know, we're heading back to school. In fact, I was talking to son number three, and they were all excited. They were high-fiving, he and his wife, because the kids are going back to school. And when we were in Hawaii, we were flying back, and I was sitting by these group of kids from Newport Beach, California. And I said, well, are you excited to get back to school? Ah, you know, not really. You know, but I said, well, what a great treat. You know, you got to go to Maui and have that as your, you know, closing bookend of your summer vacation and everything. Now back to school, and the parents are, you know, they're, oh, my God, we can't wait for school to start, you know. It's kind of the attitude. But some of the things about going back to school that we take for granted is that there are some kids out there that just dread it. They dread going back to school because, you know, we see all the ads about new clothes and, you know, the fashions and all that kind of deal. And shouldn't that be the case for every child going back to school? But for some kids, there's no new clothes. I mean, it's a tough situation, right, Sam?
That's right. And, you know, so Chase Neyland Square actually thought about this down in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He started a project where he has his own closet for kids going back to school. He runs something called Pam's Pantry, and it's a closet behind the stage of the school's gym. Mm-hmm. And he has donated clothes and different school supplies. And he actually thought about it from the school Spark program. It's like where kids brainstorm ideas over the summer. It's like a summer project, and you have to come up with something that you think would be helpful to the community. And this is where he came up with. And he thought, you know, I've been so fortunate to have all these things, but I thought about what would I feel like if I was in the situation of some of my peers. You know, he's only in eighth grade, and he's just sitting there thinking about his community. And it's got clothes, and anybody can come in anytime and get what they need, from clothes to school supplies. So it makes going back to school a little bit easier, and I think it also makes those people feel loved and supported, you know, instead of ashamed or embarrassed about something like that. I think it's just a great idea. Maybe there'll be more Pam's Pantries popping up around
exactly.
The country. I think that would be wonderful.
What a great example. I mean, you know, this gives you hope when you hear stories like this, Sam, and brought to you by young people. I mean, and not by adults, but young people who see, as you say, it's about community. And you are in that community at that particular, you know, point and level, if you want to put it in those terms. And you see it, you know, in a very special way, and you could talk about it, but in this particular case, this young man is proactive, and hopefully this catches on, you know, for other communities as well. Now, you got a story here. We got about a minute and a half left here, Sam, and I want to talk about this Oregon woman that's turning school buses into tiny homes for working homeless families. I mean, homelessness in this country is running rampant. It is an epidemic and quite dangerous on many levels, as we've discussed on the show. But you've got a woman who is rather proactive in doing something about offering, you know, some cover for working homeless families.
That's right. So Julie Atkins, she's a freelance journalist from Ashland, Oregon. She began her road trip back in August of 2016 that ended up changing her life. Over the course of 2 years, she pitched tents and she lived among the homeless population from Portland to Denver. She ended up noticing that a lot of them were living in school buses, so she decided to take action and create her own school bus where homeless people could live so they would be able to get back on their feet as they got a job. She's currently writing on a book called One Paycheck Away to talk about the homeless problem here in America and highlighting what people go through and, you know, how people end up in situations like this. I think the book and the buses are going to be something that ends up changing a lot of lives and bringing a highlight to this problem.
Well, America would be better blessed if it was longer on compassion and less on criticism. That's all I've got to say. This story and many others are waiting for you right there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. You can drop her an email if you've got a good story that you want to suggest. Sam, the email real quick, 2 seconds.
Sam's Corner.bml@gmail.com.
Do you want a timeshare? Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease